Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Gifts from Jesus Christ is a self-help book by Bill Goss in which he discusses and outlines the methods he used to get back on track. He says his love for Jesus was something he wanted to share. He also wanted to share his story of how he beat multiple struggles and found a recovery program. Bill was a high school dropout who joined the Air Force at 17, a Vietnam-era veteran. During the Air Force, he received his high school diploma, went off to college, University of Wisconsin, ran 10 marathons to beat cancer, been sober for 48 continuous years, built an airplane, multiple houses, and a boat. Married for 30 years, and along with his wife, they visited Israel a number of times. His remarkable and inspirational story in Gifts from Jesus Christ, and author Bill Goss is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's such an inspirational story, and let's talk about the inspiration behind this. Why did you decide you would share your story in trying to help others? What was the motivation for writing Gifts from Jesus Christ?
I guess my motivation was being a boxer and a fighter in Chicago, Illinois.
How did that work? Explain that here. That's fascinating. Another part of your background that's really really fascinating.
I wrote my website to share the 12-step program to help those who could not afford to buy an AA stick book. And then I went to Israel 4 times, and the book shows pictures of the 4 trips. I took my wife to Israel 3 times. I served in the Air Force and became a pilot after the Air Force. I built the KR-2. My book shows the process of my building the KR-2.
You know, it's interesting. And the book, by the way, is available at Amazon, pageturner.us, wherever books are sold. And you'll find it at Bill's website, Bill Goss, GOSS7.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Gifts from Jesus Christ. What was it like writing this book for you? Was it fun? Or what emotions did you go through as you were writing Gifts from Jesus Christ?
I have to say that crying my eyes out was very tough.
It was so interesting how you tell the story and motivational aspect of that. And besides that, you just touched on this, all the pictures that are in the book. Who took all of the pictures? Because it really adds so much to your story.
It's my wife and I that took the pictures.
And they really add to the story. And by the way, Bill's wife, you'll see them on the cover of the book, Gifts from Jesus Christ, and with us on the phone for our conversation today. How long did it take you to write the book, Bill? When you decided, okay, I'm going to write this, how long did it take you before you actually finished the writing process?
7 years to build, because more was added through the years, and then I stopped writing on my website.
Well, and the book is out there available and able to help so many people. The book is Gifts from Jesus Christ. You'll find it at pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. You mentioned before, and I mentioned in the beginning, the trips to Israel. What impact did those trips have on you and have on your wife when the two of you took those trips?
Oh, the trips inspired me wonderfully. We ended up with, I think it was 40-some people who had been attracted to talking to them. We were the tour.
Well, you do such a great job in explaining that in the pictures that your wife took. I do an excellent job of enhancing that description as well. The book touches on so many different topics. I know one that you talk about really in detail is sponsors and how imperative they are in helping you through this recovery process. Talk about sponsors, and you moved and you were able to keep the old sponsors and get new ones when you went to another town. How important were sponsors? What kind of gift were they to you to help you get through the recovery process?
Well, yeah, these were AA sponsors. They were tough and running and worked all the time.
Well, and you go into detail in talking about those. I mentioned a couple. One, Les K, for example. You call him PK, the preacher's kid. Talk about his role and why it's so important to have that support staff there for you as you're going through recovery.
Yeah, he wants to know about Les K.
Les? Les was my sponsor for 17 years. He taught me more about faith that works more than any other person in my life. When Les died, I felt more of a loss than when my natural father died. Somebody died?
Yeah.
When he helped me with the fourth and fifth step, he told me that the greatest reason he was sober is that he took the fourth and fifth step. He shared things with me that made me feel that I wasn't unique, a unique sleazebag that I thought I was. And if he was sober for 6 years because of the fourth and fifth step, I was going to dump all my garbage, and I did, which is one of the greatest reasons I had been sober for over 40 years. In addition, Les made me promise to make at least one AA meeting a week. Yes, that's true. I have missed only 3 meetings in over 40 years.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And the key to build success, he outlines the keys to build success. There were many in his book, Gifts from Jesus Christ, book available, pageturner.us, his website, billgoss7.com, of course, Amazon, all the usual places. Talk about the importance. I mentioned the 12 steps, and you mentioned them as well. Talk about the importance of the 12 steps and following those and the difference following those steps made in your life, because it really was a roadmap to recovery, wasn't it?
I have a happiness. My wife is now trying to find the situation where that became important. How it works, what is it? Well, my story is disclosed in a general way that we used to be like what happened and what we were like. If you have decided you want what we had and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you're ready to take certain steps. One thing that I'd like to point out, my dad worked for Al Capone in Chicago, and I worked for Al Capone in Chicago. If you don't know what Al Capone is, he's a blistering man that used to fight anybody he wanted to fight.
Yes.
But what did he say? Remember that we had an alcohol turning bathroom and powerful. Without help, there's too much for us. But there's one who has all power. That one is God. May he find it out. If measures availed us nothing, we stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Taken from Alcoholics Anonymous, page 58 to 59. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. That'll be a long journey.
12 steps.
All of this in Bill's book, Gifts from Jesus Christ. The book is available. If you're just joining us, Bill Goss is our guest. That's G-O-S-S. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, pageturner.us in their bookstore. And information on Bill's website, billgoss7.com. In talking about sponsors, you sort of flip it, and you talk about someone you sponsored, Joel K., and you were his sponsor for like 31 years, and you lost track with him. And you make a very important point. You must be totally on your guard. Talk about that and the fact that although you've been sober for a number of decades, it's really a daily struggle, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm saying it's okay. Joe K is a huge exception. I sponsored Joe for 31 years, and all of a sudden he stopped calling or receiving my calls. I tried to call him and many times in the last 7 years with no return calls to his recorder. This is a reminder to me that this disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. And patient. No matter how long we have been sober, we must be on guard. For me, it is with Jesus Christ.
It's a daily occurrence, as Bill is talking about, to be on guard, to be vigilant during that period. I mentioned the trips to Israel, the marriage, and Chris is with us on the phone as well. Bill, talk a little bit about Chris's role in your life. That's one of the gifts. Your wife, you describe her as your best friend. Talk about the power of having someone in a marriage that's there and supportive. How important has Chris been to your decades of sobriety?
I have taken Chris with me on almost every venture I've been on that you have in a public setting. And as far as the we are having a little bit of a try trying to keep this. Chris, my wife, my best friend.
Yes.
Chris was the eldest of five children in her family. His parents came to the United States from Germany in 1949 after the Second World War. Her father served in the German Air Force during World War II and then served in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. Chris's family did not speak German because her father said that they lived in the U.S. and they were going to speak English. The first time I met Chris's father, he was driving a van and he was drinking in an open highball that was the tray. Yes, he had a problem. Charles's family did not go to church. But Chris's family did not go to church. Chris's parents did eventually separate and never reconcile. I'll be there again. When I told Chris that I am a recovering sober alcoholic, she stopped drinking and has not yet had an alcoholic drink in over 29 years. Chris has not missed church on Sunday in 30 years. I am extremely proud of her as my Christian wife. Chris worked to help our family for years. When I received my military pension, she retired and decided to go on to college. Yeah, we did. Chris has taken at least 10 courses in college, either by correspondence, TV, or by internet. She has an A average. She has attended Roosevelt University, Chicago, and IUE in Indiana. She has been my best friend for 30 years. Chris has taken 3 Christian pilgrimages to Israel and has took all the great photos in Israel, Egypt, and Jordan. If you want to see more, www.billgoss7.com.
And we've got that link. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say we get that link on our website. Go ahead and finish your thought, Bill.
We go to celebrate recovery to deal with everyday issues. That's it. I'm very happy with my wife.
Well,
and we've been together 32 years.
That's just amazing. And Chris, congratulations on what you've done there to be supportive and what you've done with your life and the remarkable record that you've had, and a good photographer too. You'll enjoy the pictures that are in the book, Gifts from Jesus Christ. A few minutes left in the program. You have a GMC list, Bill, that I find fascinating. God manipulated coincidence. And explain that, because it makes so much sense to us. Things happen in our lives and we really don't understand when probably they're a gift from God, a gift from Jesus. Talk about your God manipulated coincidence list.
This is a GMC list. Almost everyone in alcohol, drugs, recovery has heard of the gratitude in it, but there are very few who have heard of a GMC list.
Yes.
A GMC list has used by a number of pioneers in AA to list GMC's God-manipulated coincidences to add strength to their faith when times were extra tough. The particular list was kept in three-ring spiral notebooks long before the website was created. My favorite scripture, John 10:27, I know mine and they know me. And no one will snatch them from me. Which I love that.
Yes, beautiful. We've got a few minutes left in the program, Bill. This has been such a fascinating conversation, and I really appreciate you being with us. What do you hope that the message is that people receive in reading your books, your book, Gifts from Jesus Christ? What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
My wife is the second-hand person who is looking at that. Tell me what you're looking for, Chris.
That your achievement.
Okay, my achievement.
How you went through it.
How I went through it?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
What are your miracles?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have been given 10, mm-hmm. 10 marathon records. So.
Just amazing. Well, I'm gonna take another minute here, because that's interesting. You mentioned that physical conditioning is a very important part of your recovery program. Talk about that. So often we get caught up in the other things and we forget the physical part of this. How important has physical conditioning been to you in the recovery?
Oh, it's plenty. My dad worked for Al Capone in Chicago. And I picked up my father's wants and needs. And I came to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I came to a situation where I walked in Chicago with no one bothering me. I just carried what Jesus Christ gave to my wife and me. And I'm very grateful that they are two great gifts from the Lord. What? Oh, and my wife told me I should tell you that I still do push-ups.
Well, you can always do that, and that's a great lesson for everybody. Lessons in Bill's book, Gifts from Jesus Christ, on all levels, spiritual and physical as well. The book is Gifts from Jesus Christ. It's available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us in the bookstore. And Bill's website is billgoss7.com, billgoss7.com. And of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have a link that will take you directly to Bill's website. Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Chris joining us as well. Thank you for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book, Gifts from Jesus Christ. How you've turned your life around dramatically, and congratulations for that. And the inspiration you are for so many people you know and readers of the book. A pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The book is Gifts from Jesus Christ, Bill Goss, G-O-S-S. You'll find the book on his website, BillGoss7.com. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.